Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Yes, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, this is through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once again, I am blessed with our own Imran Subrati Attari Naqshbandi, who is present with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
What's our day, Imran bhai, to discuss? Inshallah, I think that will be kept as a secret until we listen to the virtues of Durood-e Paak and thereafter we come back from the Kalam, inshallah. Azzawajal. Aside from that, Imran bhai, how is your health for today?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal, mashallah. We are blessed, very blessed in Durban in South Africa.
However, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, chale hum husool e barkat ke liye Durood e Paak ki fazilat sunte hain. A very beautiful and motivational hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man sarrahu an yalqa Allah azza wa jalla ghadan radiyan. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who desires that Allah azza wa jalla be pleased with him on the day of Qiyamah. Wo chahta hai ki Allah usse razi ho jaye, khush ho jaye on the day of Qiyamah. What should he do? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, fal yukthiri salata alayya. He should recite abundance of darood upon me in the dunya. Allahu Akbar. Of course, if you recite abundance of darood and salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, you will achieve the khushnudi. Of course, Allah azza wa jal will be happy with the one who recites darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will please the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself as well. So inshallah azza wa jal, whenever it's possible, you cannot of course find the time, then you will have to make the time. If you make this time here in this dunya, inshallah, you shall receive its rewards in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Inshallah azza wa jal, ab hum kalam ke janib jate hain. We will listen to this kalam in Naat-e Paak, inshallah, rendered and recited by none other than our Asif Attari, and the poet of this kalam, the one who has composed this naat, is none other than Amir-e Ahle Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri At-Taradavi Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah. Let us fragrant our iman and lighten our ishq and muhabba for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately after this kalam, we shall resume with our program. Please keep your channel locked to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Shukriya, aapka sultan Madine wale, mujh sa si bhi hai mehman Madine wale, mujh kamine ko Madine mein bulaya tumne, ye ehsaan pe ehsaan Madine wale. Madine mein hoon, main 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 Madine mein hoon.
Ae
فصل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہ فصل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں جانتے ہو کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینہ اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو سرورِ انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں سرورِ انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینہ پورا ارمان ہو آپ کی دید کا میں مدینے میں ہوں جلوائے یار کا ان کی دیدار کا جلوائے یار کا ان کی دیدار کا مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینہ قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو موت قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاتم وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. میں مدینے میں ہوں, میں مدینے میں ہوں. عمران بھائی, how was that kalam?
Subhanallah.
It felt as if we are in Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Of course, we all wished and we desire to go to Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it possible for us to also present ourselves in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ye kalam to padhna chahiye, Imran bhai. You know, bulalo phir mujhe ae shah bahar bar madine mein, main phir rota hua aaun tere dar par madine mein. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, today, since we know that the segment in today's program is learn your history, yes, hum apni history ko jaane, usko seekhein aur dusron ko sikhaye, to is nisbat se inshallah Azza wa Jal, today our topic of discussion shall be the blessed children of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we love our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should even know the names of his blessed children, the name of his offspring inshallah azza wa jal, and we should increase our iman and muhabba, understanding and listening to their sacrifices and their biography inshallah. However, let us go back to Imran bhai inshallah. Imran bhai, this is our mawzu and our topic for today. We are discussing the children, the blessed offspring of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first question, Imran bhai, how many children did the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have?
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 7 children.
Ji.
6 of whom were born to Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the first beloved wife of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of those 6 children, 4 were daughters.
Ji.
And 2 were sons. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had one son born out of his beloved wife Hazrat Maria Qibtiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 7 children, 4 daughters and 3 sons.
3 sons, subhanallah. Acha Imran bhai, regarding his blessed children inshallah, the eldest from those 7 children, Imran,
the first born of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sons of the sons Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, the first son was born before Nabuwat. And his name was Hazrat Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He passed away in Makkatul Mukarrama. And the second son was Hazrat Abdullah. Hazrat Abdullah remained and passed again also in childhood. He was also referred to as Tayyib and Tahir, some of his Allah titles. Allah. And when Hazrat Abdullah passed away, then the Quraysh belittled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The reason for that, Imran bhai?
That they belittled him by saying that your male progeny has passed on. That your name, because a father's name is carried, his surname is carried through his sons. So he said, now that your son has passed on, there will be no lineage of yours. Your name will not continue. Allahu Akbar. And that hurt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam hurts, Allah Azza wa Jal responds.
Hai, hai, hai.
You will see it in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced pain, people hurt him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal responds. And how Allah Azza wa Jal responds? Allah Azza wa Jal reveals ayats of Quran to comfort the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah Azza wa Jal reveals the very famous surah that we all love to recite in our salah, Inna a'tayna kal kawsar. Allah Ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily we have given you plenty. So perform salah of your Rabb and sacrifice. Verily, it is your enemy who is unknown. So they are saying to you that you will be unknown. Ya Rasulullah Sallam, rejoice. They will be unknown and your name will be elevated.
You know, Imran bhai, in the Arabic grammar,
Jizu.
Abtar, inna shani aka huwal abtar.
Abtar.
You know, it actually means when someone's lineage is cut.
Allahu Akbar.
To separate something. So basically, as you just mentioned now, that they basically slandered the Holy Rasulullah in this way, or giftana, and they hinted at him that now you are abtar, now you have no son, who's going to carry your name? Allahu Akbar. But look at the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in this dunya, Imran bhai, for normal human beings, our name is carried by our children, our sons. And the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that great personality whose progeny spread by Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Allah.
If today those people who call the Holy Rasul abtar, you know, jinhone huzur ko ye kaha ki aapke bachche nahi hai, اللہ اکبر. اور آپ کا نام روشن کیسے ہوگا؟ ہاؤ ول یور پروجنی کنٹینیو؟ ٹوڈے یو ول فائنڈ ملینز آف سادات عمران بھائی, تھاؤزنڈز اینڈ ملینز اور ان دی بلینز شڈ آئی سے.
سبحان اللہ,
تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا, تو ہے عین نور, تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا.
سبحان اللہ,
یو ول فائنڈ ملینز اینڈ بلینز آف سادات کرام, دی فیملی آف دی ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بٹ عمران بھائی, you would never find a person who will come and say میں ابو جہل کے اولاد میں سے ہوں. I'm from the progeny of Shaybah, astaghfirullah. I mean to say, well, they can trace their forefathers. If he is non-Muslim, it's impossible for him to say, he can never prove that his forefathers were Abu Jahl. Ho sakta ho, but there is no proof whatsoever.
He'll never make it zahir and known.
Exactly.
It is not something that
but the one that they call Abtar is the one who is world famous. And today, millions of people have shajara. They can prove to say that my father is so-and-so, his father was so-and-so, going on right up to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those people that said that you are Abtar, your lineage is cut, actually Allah ka de lineage, whereas today they cannot prove who were their forefathers. This is a living miracle, 1,400 years plus minus down the line, Imran bhai. It's subhanallah, this is a miracle on its own. Ki usko dekhein to, you know, your iman shall be refreshing for you to realize and understand this miracle. Subhanallah. Ji, Imran bhai.
You know, the beauty part is, huzur, when you reflect on it, how Allah azza wa jal reveals certain ayahs to give the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comfort. That calm down, don't take tension, your name will carry on, they will become cut off.
And you know
the amazing thing is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 7 children. Third son was Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala, who was born to Hazrat Maria Qibtiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and he passed in Madinatul Munawwara. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had 4 daughters. And an amazing fact I want to make known now, and it's a point of reflection for each one of us. And again, this adds to the kamal of our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Allah azza wa jal tested him in his apparent life. That of the 7 children that Rasulullah sallam was blessed with, 6 out of the 7, Maulana, passed on during the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam physical apparent life on this earth.
Allahu Akbar.
Can you imagine?
6 of his blessed awlad.
6 of the 7 blessed awlad. From Hazrat Qasim, as we mentioned, to Hazrat Abdullah and Hazrat Ibrahim, the 3 sons. And then of his blessed daughters, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, who passed away in 8 Hijri. The second daughter, Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who passed away during the Battle of Badr in 2nd Hijri. Hazrat Sayyidina Kulsum radiallahu ta'ala, who passed away in the 9th Hijri.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And only Tahira, Zahira, Abida, Khatun e Jannat. Hey.
Allahu
through
Allah.
Whose nasl, through whose khun, that today we can say that tere nasl paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka,
tu hai ain noor, tera sab gharana noor ka.
Look how Allah azza wa jal, you know, point of reflection, Maulana, Allah taala took 6 out of the 7 children away.
Jee.
And bas sirf khatun e jannat se, through Imam Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, because none of the other Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala had a son, his name was Hazrat Ali, even he passed away in infancy. So neither through the grandchildren of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only through the awlad of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, through Imam Hassan and Hussein and her children, did the Ahlul Bayt, did the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continue till existence. But what a test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in your life to bury 6 of your children, Allahu Akbar, what a test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed upon the master.
Indeed, Imran bhai, this is really a great test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hum sochte ki hum bahut sabr wale hain, we are mazboot, we are strong. You know, ask those people, Imran bhai, that have lost, from the 5 children, lost 1 child. Till today they are unable to come out of that fact and reality that I have lost my children. It's very hard to find people who have that strong heart and faith. These, of course, the blessed children of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ek baat yaad karna cha raha tha, Imran bhai.
Ji.
That look at the feelings of our beloved Master sallallahu
alaihi wasallam.
The ulama and the scholars have written and mentioned that when it came to Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had on one side Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was giving muhabba and pyar. and shafqat and muhabbat, and he was giving muhabbat to Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Jibril Amin came and he gave the waqiyah and the story, Ya Rasulullah sallam, you know what, you love both of them, but you can only choose one of them.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allah. And he gave the whole waqiyah of Karbala as to what will happen on the Maidan of Karbala. You know, imagine for the Holy Rasulullah Imran bhai to actually choose and select Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu over Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah. And he was asked, but Ya Rasulullah, this is your own awlad, your own son, your own khun, your blood. Allahu Akbar. And look at the beautiful, profound answer of Rasulullah. He says, well, if I allow Hussein to go and for Ibrahim to stay, then this would cause happiness to me but pain to my daughter Fatima Zahra.
Allah, Allah.
Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But if I choose Hussein and I let Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu go, then in this way here, they will also be sad. But more than them, I will be sad. Not many people will have to suffer the loss of Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at his muhabbah and way of thinking. Imran bhai, subhanAllah, he actually chose, and he used to say this often, that I have sacrificed my son over Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I have made qurbani of my awlad, my son,
Allah,
when he had an option to choose between two of his children, his grandson as well as his own son, subhanAllah.
Allah.
So this teaches us as nanas and dadas, you know, if somebody is a nana out there, generally hota bhi, I met many nanas and dadas, Imran bhai, that they always say, you know, Tabriz bhai, it's a different inclination towards your grandchildren that you have. When your daughter is married or your son is married and you're a dada, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal gave you the station of becoming a nana. Your daughter has a awlad now. And that muhabbat that you have with your grandchildren is more of than your own children. It's sometimes people mention this. But imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alameen. If his muhabbah for his ummah is beyond imagination, can you imagine the muhabbah and love that he has for his own awlad and grandchildren, Imran bhai?
Allahu
Akbar. But yet he chosen Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala over Ibrahim. Ji Imran bhai, you were mentioning some important points.
Ji Hazur. So that was the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's three sons. And now, inshallah, let us discuss the beloved daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we mentioned, six of the seven children were born to Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The first daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was born when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was 30 years old. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam married and made nikah at the age of 25. So she was born 10 years before Nabuwat, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 30 years old.
Allahu Akbar.
And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, she was brought up. Can you imagine the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ja mere aqa hai, he is the beloved father. Khadijah al-Kubra is the beloved mother. And she was brought up in that Madini environment. And one of the marked characteristics of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala was her immense test that Allah placed her into, and her immense amount of sabr that she went through. Allahu Akbar. Characteristically.
This is before Eilani Nabuwat.
Before Eilani Nabuwat.
Announcement of Prophet.
Ji. So in her lifetime, of course, when Ahlan and Nabuwat would have come, she would have been 10 years old. She was still a young child. So we are talking now when she became an elder person, the test that Allah Azza wa Jal put her through, and her response, her beautiful response to the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us, you know, there's a very beautiful, you know, when I read the story of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, really, Mawlana Sahib, you know, mashallah, we know a lot of Khatun e Jannat. And it is our weakness that we don't learn the seerah properly. So that is why, inshallah, we hope in today's silsila, our viewers will understand a little about who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam daughters are. She was married to her Kala's son. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala's sister's son, his name was Hazrat Abul Az bin Rabi. At that point, he was not a Muslim before Nabuwat. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Nabuwat was announced, then Hazrat Zainab accepted Islam, and the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abul As bin Rabi radiyallahu ta'ala, he did not accept the deen at that point in time. Barhal, then the migration took place. When the migration took place, Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala remained in Makkatul Mukarrama, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had migrated with his family to Madinatul Munawwara. Then Battle of Badr took place. Battle of Badr took place in the second year of Hijri. Now imagine the Battle of Badr. In the Battle of Badr, where the eminent Quraysh, Amongst them were the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uncle. At that time he was Abbas. Mm. Subsequently Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu. In that Quraysh army that took part in Badr was also the beloved son-in-law. Mm. Abul As bin Rabi'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that time he was still not a Muslim. He took part in the Battle of Badr. So what happened was, after the Battle of Badr, the Quraysh lost. Then Hazrat Abul As as well as Hazrat Abbas and other Sahaba became the prisoners.
Allah.
Became the prisoners of war. So they came in the court of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the Sahaba ikram, and you know, just to mention so the viewers will learn also. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took mashwara, what shall we do with them? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in kutamam ku we must, you know, slaughter them. We should slaughter our own family member. Look what Hazrat Umar said. We should slaughter our own family members so no one can ask blood money from us, because we have killed our own prisoners of war, our own family members. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that beloved, that Siddiq Akbar, says, no, these are our families. We can't kill them. Rather, let ask their family for compensation for their release. Now imagine, let's take a moment to reflect. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has migrated to Madinah al-Munawwara.
Yeah.
Together with his entire family, together with Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala's sisters, whole family. Can you imagine the heart of that beloved daughter in separation of her father?
Allah.
Staying with the Quraysh, living amongst the enemies of Islam, and her own husband is now taking part in a war against her beloved father.
Allahu Akbar.
So imagine.
So what you're saying, Imran Bhai, is that basically she witnessed all those trials and tribulations, those hardships, those difficult moments before migration.
Absolutely.
She had seen the Holy Rasulullah going through all that torture and all
Absolutely.
Of that you mentioned.
You must know she was an adult. She was married. She was an adult.
Allahu Akbar. Allah.
And now when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi migrated, she is witnessing all the preparation, all the planning, all the conniving against her beloved father. And then her own husband, Allah, whom she loves. Can you imagine the pain she went through? So Barhal, her husband is taken as a prisoner of war together with many other Sahaba ikram. So then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq says, no, we should not kill them. Rather, we should ask for compensation. And subhanAllah, they were dealt. So some of the, just to give a very in a minute, how were some of the prisoners dealt with? Those who were poverty and could not purchase their freedom were released to return back. This was the magnanimity of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who did not have the means, they were free. Those Quraysh who could teach, who could bought their freedom by teaching at least 10 Ansar, at least 10 children of Madinat al-Munawwara, one person had to teach. And when you taught that 10, you bought your freedom.
Aye, 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 aye.
Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, at that time he is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle. At that time he was not Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas. He was still a disbeliever. He asked of him, what he said, Ya Rasulullah, I got no money. But Rasulullah said, no, Abbas has money. Because he was the one who took it upon himself to feed the people of the army. But he had not fed it and he had still had money. He says, no, I've got no money. So Allahu Akbar, maybe we sacrificed on the ilm ghaib of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Hazrat Abbas, to the summary of which is, oh Abbas, what about that money you gave to your wife Umm al-Fadl to keep for you, which if you do not return, you instructed her she must distribute it
Allah
to your children.
Allah.
What about that money?
And this was a secret between his wife and himself.
Allah.
Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhim ajma'in. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Look at the ilm he gave, Azur. Look at the ilm he gave. And my master is telling his beloved uncle, oh my uncle, what about the money you left with my chachi, Umm al-Fadl? And you said that this money, if I don't return, distribute it to my children.
Kya baat
hai. He says, what about that money? And Hazrat Abbas at that point says, Ya Rasulullah sallam, may I be sacrificed, no one knew except my wife and I.
Aye, aye, aye.
And that moment, the money is sent, he buys his freedom together himself and his nephews. They all, alhamdulillah, finally become Muslims. Masha. And that was the turning point of how Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, the blessed uncle of Rasulullah, became a Muslim. Now, in that crowd, amongst the prisoners, was also the son-in-law of Rasulullah, yani the husband of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abul As bin Rabi. So Rasulullah, so he sends a message to his beloved wife that send compensation for me. So Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala sends compensation. He was a wealthy businessman. Together with she sends a necklace that her beloved mother, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra, had gifted to her as part of her wedding dowry. So she sends it. And this is presented now as part of the compensation to the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Mm. And now the order of the day and the usul and the rule there was, whatever came was distributed as booty towards the Sahaba-i-Kiram equally and fairly by the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everyone had a share of that, he served them. So everyone had a haq in whatever compensation came. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees this compensation coming for the freedom of his son-in-law. And in that compensation he sees, what does he see? He sees this beautiful necklace that he remembered was a gift of his beloved wife, radiallahu ta'ala. That was the necklace of Sayyidina Khadija al-Kubra that she gifted to her daughter on her marriage. And he sees this being presented to buy the freedom of his son-in-law. And he begins to tear, his eyes swells, and the beautiful memories of his beloved wife has come to him. Allahu Akbar. The Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved so dearly his beloved wife radiallahu ta'ala, and he begins to tear and he calls the Sahaba and he says, oh companions, because they had a haq now to this necklace. It was their haq to share it. He says, oh my companions, I ask that you grant, you know, I'm giving you the summary, that grant indulgence in this, that let this be returned back to the owner, for it is a gift of her mother. And they say, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as it is your command, you know, and it is returned. So it is given back to Hazrat Abul As. He says, now you can go back on one condition, that you must send Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha back to Madinatul Munawwar. That was the terms of his release. And finally, he returns and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent two men to assist and bring Hazrat Zainab back. They will stay outside Makkah and they will bring Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala back to Madinatul Munawwara. And look at the trials now. Hazrat Zainab, can you imagine now? Now she's parting with her husband. Imagine she sent all that money, despite all the taklif. She sends that money for compensation. Now she goes back and she's being separated by her beloved, from her beloved husband. Really, Allah, what a wonderful love story. Inshallah, I think we will appreciate as we get to the end how they are reunited. So now as she is leaving, and Hazrat Abul As sends his brother Kinana to take her and go towards the outskirts where the two Medina men will take her to Madinatul Munawwara. At this point in time, it was broad daylight. The Meccans could not accept that the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ is leaving in such broad daylight to be reunited with her father. And they send a group of Quraysh, send a group of horsemen to bring her back. And ma'azallah, the very cousin, the very relative of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, he shoots a spear towards her.
Allah.
He shoots a spear towards her and he injures her and she falls off her camel. And she was expecting. She was expecting a baby. And she miscarries during that fall. And Hazrat Abu Sufyan, he was not Muslim at that point, he says to Kinana, oh Kinana, how can we just freely let the daughter of Muhammad leave? Rather come back to Makkatul Mukarramah and we will let you go quietly at night. Because ye izzat ki baat hai. How could they just let the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam daughter leave? So it was a matter of pride for them. But barhal, she was injured already. She miscarried. And she returns back. After that, after a few days, she goes to Madinatul Munawwara. When she comes to Madinatul Munawwara, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam receives her and she is injured. Allahu Akbar, she is injured. She passed on. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said something to this effect. She was the best of my daughters, for she endured the most amount of suffering on my account. She was the best of my daughters because she endured the most amount of suffering on my account. And it is reported in the year 8 Hijri when she passed away. She passed away because of the illness and the injury she had suffered during her migration. But there's a wonderful story of how she is reunited with her beloved husband. One day, Hazrat Abul As, still he was not a Muslim, he was a wealthy and successful businessman. He went to Syria on a business expedition. And the Muslim army captured him and his goods. So he escapes from them, but they capture his goods and they bring his goods and they come to Medina as loot. But he comes and he seeks refuge with Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala. Look at the muhabbat and the pyar. And I said, you know, you want a love story? Listen, read this love story. He comes and he seeks refuge in Madinatul Munawwara by his blessed wife. That, you know, protect me, house me, I have been captured. And now look at the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what amazed me about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he humbled himself for the sake of his children, for the sake of his son-in-law. He went back to the Sahaba ikram. He says, oh Sahaba ikram, I know this is your haq and this is your right, but if you will allow, return this loot back to the owner, to Abul As. Return it back. What a humbling thing to do for your family. He return it, and they do exactly that. They return the wealth to Hazrat Abul As, and he takes the wealth. He goes back to Makkatul Mukarramah, and he goes and he pays all the Quraysh what their dues were from the sale of his business. He says, bear witness, I have returned all your dues to you. Now I am returning to Madinatul Nawara. Now I will be becoming a Muslim, and you cannot point a finger at me that I did not honor my commitments to you. Allah. So whatever Sarkar Alam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given him, he goes back to Makkatul Mukarramah, he repays everyone their dues, and he comes back, he accepts the deen, and he's reunited with his beloved wife. This was the story of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha.
How much of grief and pain this have caused the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to endure? Because when he was told about the passing away of his blessed daughter, this caused immense grief and taklif to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ki my daughter has become shaheed because of this that had transpired. Balki digar riwayaton mein yahan tak aaya hai Imran bhai ki, that person who threw the spear, later on in life, he accepted Islam.
Sure.
And whenever he would come in front of the Holy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah. Ab zara khud socho Imran bhai. Think somebody has done wrong to you.
Allah.
And even though he comes back to you and says, forgive me, mujhe maaf kar de Allah Rasul ki khatir, you know, you'll forgive him. But Imran bhai, it's a 50-50 chance that, you know what, you forgive him wholeheartedly or you forgive him half-heartedly. Half-heartedly means that you won't even pay attention to him. Tomorrow he needs help, you won't even help him. But here the case is opposite.
Allah.
Here the case is opposite. Jo galat karte hain, par sarkar ke saath galat kar rahe hain. You are interfering with the Holy Rasulullah. You have interfered with his progeny, his family. You have caused grief and harm and damage and pain and sorrow to the family of the Holy Rasulullah. How much of taklif this caused the Holy Rasulullah to go through? He endured. But when he came and he recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
Allah.
He was ashamed, he was shy.
Allah.
But the Holy Rasulullah made him feel comfortable and said, you did this to my daughter. You had given this grief and pain to my own daughter, to my blood, my awlad that I loved immensely. But I have forgiven you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah that bada khub, pyara shir farmate hain. Imran bhai, thieves and robbers and rogues, those were criminals. Koi ho jo crime kare, who does he hide from Imran bhai? Authorities?
Correct.
Police se?
Correct.
Authorities se? Zahir se baat hai, no chore will go and say, maine chori ki hai.
Sahi baat.
Right, Imran bhai?
Absolutely.
But yahan mamla kuch aur hai, Allah is saying.
Kya baat hai?
Kya share Imran bhai? He says, the situation is opposite.
Ha, ha.
He says, in the dunya, normally the robbers and thieves and criminals are hiding from the authorities. But the robbers and thieves and the chores, meaning those who commit sins and gunas, instead of hiding from the Holy Rasul, they are seeking shade under the mercy of the Holy Rasul.
Kya baat hai?
He says, chor ha kim se chupa karte hai ya uske khilaaf, chor ha kim se chupa karte hai ya uske khilaaf, अरे तेरे दामन में छुपे चोर अनोखा तेरा, तेरे दामन में छुपे चोर अनोखा तेरा, वाह क्या जूदो करम है शह बतहा तेरा, नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा। सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम। इमरान भाई, बिफोर वी गो ऑन, मैं कुछ मैसेजेस पढ़ना चाह रहा हूँ इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल। एंड پہلا جو میسج آیا ہے فرام اے برادر آلسو فرام ساؤتھ افریقہ اینڈ ہی سیز اللہ اکبر. عمران بھائی یہ تو آپ کے لیے سوال ہے پوچھ رہے کہ کڈ یو پلیز آسک عمران بھائی واٹ از دا میننگ آف بہر حال. یہ آپ یہ بار بار استعمال کرتے ہیں ماشاء اللہ, یہ جو تکیہ کلام ہے. سو ہی آسکڈ واٹ از دا میننگ آف بہر حال اور بہر حال. سو اف یو کین جسٹ ایکسپلین عمران بھائی, ماشاء اللہ ہمارے اچھے اسلامی بھائی ہیں جو انہوں نے سوال پوچھا.
آئی تھنک ون آف یو آر مور کوالیفائیڈ ٹو ایکسپلین دیٹ. مائی انڈرسٹینڈنگ از بہر حال مینز اینی وے, آئی تھنک اٹ مینز اینی وے.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر.
از دیٹ واٹ اٹ مینز اینی وے؟
یس, بہر حال میں مطلب یہی ہوتا ہے نا کہ اینی ویز.
اینی ویز, یا
سو
ان انگلش,
یا دی ایزیسٹ وے ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ از اینی ویز بہر حال.
یا
سو یو نو وین یو آر اسپیکنگ ان کنورسیشن اینڈ یو سیڈ سم تھنگ in connection to the topic, but that was not the actual topic.
Yes.
And
yes.
You want to
you
proceed
want to move on
and
proceed.
Continue. So
yes,
you will say,
yes.
Anyways, let's go on. So,
yes, yes, yes.
MashaAllah. I think the brother thought that Bahar Hal ka matlab hai ki it was part of the program, also part of the speech. Allah Ta'ala ka farmaye, MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala hamare Islami bhai ko salamat rakhe. Dusra message aya, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I am so happy for this topic, the blessed children of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla Jannah from Nigeria. This message has come.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Marhaba, welcome to the brother, MashaAllah, from Nigeria, who had sent this message and he has made dua and he enjoys this topic.
MashaAllah.
The children, the awlad, the offspring of the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam, this topic is very emotional and, you know, it there are many, many lessons that we learn from the blessed life of Hazrat Sayyidina Bibi Zainab and Umm Kulsum. Imran bhai, which two daughters of the Holy Rasul has been married in the nikah of Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu?
I think two points we'll mention inshallah.
Jee.
To refresh our iman and maybe before we conclude, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, second daughter was Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Ruqayya, jee.
And she was married initially to the son of Abu Lahab, Utbah. And the third daughter is Hazrat Umm Kulsum. She was in nikah to the other son of Abu Lahab, Utaybah. Now the riwaz in that era was the nikah will be performed, but they do not live with each other. So there was no marriage or consummation or living together, merely the nikah contract was done and they were not living together.
Yes.
And at that point in time was the two sisters were married, and Abu Lahab was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they were married to their first cousins again, chacha ke bete. So they married to first cousins. At that point in time, and as we know, Abu Lahab was an arch enemy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal, once again Allah Azza wa Jal, جو میرے آقا کے ساتھ مسکری کرتے تھے, وہ اللہ عزوجل اگین ٹو پروٹیکٹ دا آنر آف دا ماسٹر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ٹو گیو ہم تسلی, ٹو گیو ہم ہوپ اینڈ کریج. اللہ تعالیٰ ریویل سورہ لہب, ویئرن اللہ تعالیٰ ایڈمونیشز, اللہ تعالیٰ یو نو وارنز,
ڈسپائزز.
اینڈ دس آیہ سورہ واز ریویلڈ,
تبت یدا ابی لہب و تب, اللہ, the entire surah.
جی تبت یدا. So that surah was revealed. So Abu Lahab took exception to this, that such a surah has been revealed against me. And so he commands his two sons, Utbah and Utaybah, and he says to them, divorce your wives or you will not see my face again. یعنی آپ اس کو چھوڑ دے ورنہ میں آپ کے رشتہ, we are broken as father and sons. So these two sons, to comply with their order and the threat of their father, they divorce the wives, the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Utbah divorces Hazrat Ruqayya and Utaybah divorces Hazrat Umm Kulsum. What we must understand, the marriage was not consummated. They were still in their father's homes, but the nikah now. You know, we understand that when a nikah breaks or if an engagement ends, what a tawmat it is. Look about the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Utaybah, the one who was in nikah to Hazrat Umm Kulsum, when he ended his marriage, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said some vile words. He rebuked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He despised the Prophet. He said some harsh words. And my Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said something to him. He gave him a lanat. He said, may, and he said something to this effect. He says, oh Allah, let your dogs upon him. set your dogs upon him, upon Utayba, the one who spoke ill to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having divorced his daughter, listened to his father and divorced the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam daughter. He now speaks ill about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim bought naraz, he was very hard, and he says, "Ya Allah, set your dogs upon them." And it is narrated that Utayba, at that point in time, Abu Talib was there, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle, and Abu Talib loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loved him, so he was witnessing this statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that may Allah set his dogs upon you, and he says to Utayba, "I feel sorry for you. For that which the master has said it, I feel sorry for you."
Allahu Akbar.
And it is mentioned that even Abu Lahab, the one who did not bring yaqeen and faith in the nabuwat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he himself was also afraid of the words that came out of the zaban of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that these words will
because
be true.
Because they knew the honesty and whatever the Holy Rasul will say. I mean, Allah has said, "Woh zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe." Woh zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe. Uski nafiz hukumat pe laqo salam. If he promises you something, he will fulfill that promise. If something comes out against you from the tongue of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah will make that possible.
Allah
so, of course, didn't Imran by
expedition. What happened is now, we're going on an expedition, on a business expedition. So Abu Lahab is telling the group, and he's with the group. So he says, "But take special care of my son." Right? Because he knows now, jo mere aaka keh diya wo ho gaya. Mere aaka jo keh diya wo ho gaya. Subhanallah. So imagine, he also had iman on the zaban of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they come to a place where they camped overnight, and that place was notorious that there were lions there. So to try and protect the son, because Abu Lahab said, "Protect my son," they placed all their luggage and they made like sort of a mountain.
Yeah.
So they all slept at the foot of the luggage. And they placed the son, Utayba, right at the top of the luggage, so that they are his protectors, he's protected on high up. And that night, Maulana Sahib, a lion comes into that area.
Allahu Akbar.
A lion comes.
Allah.
Mere aqa ne kya dua kiya, "Ya Allah, set one of your dogs upon him." A lion comes into that area. He sniffs all of them that were around the luggage. He hops over them. He goes to the top where Utayba was sleeping. And before, he screams when he sees the lion, and he bites him and he bites his head off.
Allah.
So that was the ending of Utayba. And Utba, the other son of Abu Lahab, upon the conquest of Makkah, he became a Muslim. So of course, now the two daughters of the Prophet ﷺ, who were originally in Nikah, now they were back in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I know, Imran bhai, we haven't finished with our silsila and our topic today, but I mean, look at the shan and the status of the family and children of the Holy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That our time has come to an end, but the fadail and the virtues have
Allah
not
Akbar.
We have not completed even speaking, you know, one third of the shan and the status. I mean, what you have just said is just a drop in the ocean. And we say shukran barakallah to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel who had supported us, who have watched this program, who have given their views and reviews. Alhamdulillah, we shall return once again with our program. It's your program, The Early Echo. And for now, we leave you with this dua that you should be good, stay good, and do good. And do not forget our missionary statement. And that is, I must strive. I must strive to work hard. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.